It's time to wake up, witches. I'm your host, Kat Adams, and I'm here to remind you that no matter where you're at in life, you're not stuck. What a week. I'm recording this on a Friday night for once. I'm not recording it in the morning. Yes, I'm mentally fatigued and drained from work, but it's the only time I have to record it. So I'm putting on my big girl panties and I'm doing it. So if I sound tired, I'm so sorry. You're just going to have to deal with it this time. I'm still working on banking content. So I can take a little bit of a break next month. So I will be doing back-to-back reels and TikToks and all that good stuff on this new series that we started about, is my husband abusive or is he just an asshole? But before we get into the deeper dive on intimidation today, I wanted to read to you something real quick that I think could be turned into a guided meditation. It's from that book that I've been reading called The Holy Wild. The Holy Wild, A Heathen Bible for the Untamed Woman by Danielle Dulski. Yeah. Great book. Definitely recommend it. And there was this part in here that I really enjoyed that I thought was badass. So I'm going to read it to you now and you can ruminate on it. Is that the word I'm looking for? Just think about how this makes you feel. And especially if you have time to meditate, you can go back to this. So it says, begin by descending a dark spiral staircase, your bare feet falling on cold stones and your way illuminated only by the single gently hissing, flickering torch you carry. On the walls, you see ancient symbols you do not know and words in a language you do not speak, but there is something of the primal feminine about this place. Falling on your ears now are joyous cackles, guttural sobbing, enraged screaming, and lighthearted love songs, all manner of human emotion, floating up from below. You are not afraid, even as the stairs end and a bright firelight glows from the temple space before you. Here, holy hellfire stretches in long flames from a pit at the room's center, a blaze you sense has been burning since the dawn of time. You are not alone here in this fire temple with women of all ages, from all times and all cultures, moving from the space, some eyeing you with suspicion, and others with great knowing compassion. These are the keepers of the earth fires, and from among these holy priestesses steps the goddess of the underworld. You recognize her as their leader, for she radiates a particular intensity. She has been to hell and back many times over, and she is no flower-crowned maiden of spring. Her skin is scarred, her hair is singed, and yet she remains unruined. There is only one way out of here, the goddess tells you. You look over your shoulders to find the staircase's entrance completely sealed with stone. You straighten your spine and hold your breath, waiting for her to gift you with her wisdom. You must leap into the flames and trust you will not burn. You must risk all you have in the name of your soul's truth. The goddess waves her hands to the crowd of women surrounding you. Many of these women have lived in this underworld for long years, whole lifetimes spent too afraid of letting their old selves die so their more soulful selves can be reborn. How long will you stay, priestess? The heat of the fire is overwhelming. Sweat runs in salty rivulets into your eyes as you approach the flaming gate, but you are sure-footed and committed to your liberation. You can see how you might stay, not only out of trepidation, but because the sisterhood bond is strong here. These fallen women were willingly staying in their debts because here, in this particular hell, they have found a kinship of the wounded, a coven of the scarred. Well, how long will you join us here? You answer her as only you can. What do you say to the goddess of the underworld? You might have longed to stay in your younger years, but your wise woman's psyche knows you have work to do on the topside world. The goddess grins crookedly and nods in solidarity, approving of your brave-hearted resolve. You look to her, clench your fists, and leap into the flames, vowing to let the fire be a crucible of hot and holy transformation, to transmute your rage and grief into empathy and gratitude. You are not sure how long you journey, for you remember a little of this scent, but you wake with newborn eyes open to a wilder world. I am returned, you say aloud. I am returned more real than I have ever been. And so it is. And I thought that was so badass. And it's perfect for this podcast because we talk about the journey and we talk about how hellish it is. But we also talk about how, you know, you can get comfortable and misery and you don't want that. You want to walk through the flames. That's the only way that you're going to be transformed. So that was just a little bit of something I wanted to share to hopefully make your day, make you feel even more badass. But I want to move on to our session on is he abusive, yada, 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 and talk about intimidation because that's a big one. It's on this power and control wheel, and we're going to go through abuses and things like that in each podcast. I'm hoping to do deep dives in each different section. So today I want to talk about intimidation and what that means. Again, we already went through these briefly, but I want to expand on them a little bit. So when you think of intimidation, once you think of intimidation, that's the threatening feel you have of, I don't want him to come home because I know what he's capable of. That feeling of dread in the pit of your stomach comes from the intimidation. I don't know. It's late. I don't know why I can't get this today. It comes from the intimidation that they have been putting you through that you might not even recognize is a form of abuse or intimidation. Sometimes it's very, very, very subtle. And this is usually one of the first things that an abuser does before he escalates into violence. And they do almost always escalate into violence eventually. But intimidation is usually one of those first steps into that. So obvious things with intimidation is, you know, smashing things. That's an obvious one. And I believe I told you in the last podcast episode that I have a lot of holes in my walls that were patched over. A lot of my things have been broken, including one of my mirrors I got as a present was a makeup mirror, had been smashed. I mean, I can't even recall how it's late, y'all. How much of my stuff has been broken over the years as a form of intimidation? Things in the house, just things that meant a lot to me, just smashed and destroyed without even a care of how I would feel about it, because they're doing that to scare you, because they're doing that to send the message that you are next. Another one that is under this power and control wheel under intimidation, but I think this could fall under a lot of different things, is abusing the pets. And I just want you to know that there's actually, I think there's a bunch of them around different places. It's like a charity. It's not really a charity. What am I thinking? It's like a local resource for abused women who have pets. They will take your pet for you. Because I know a lot of women, and I'm guilty of this too, back before I had my daughter, a lot of women will stay because they don't know what they're going to do with their animal. And they're like, well, I can't take my animal to this shelter. I can't take my animal to this apartment. It says no animals. I can't do it. And I sure as heck ain't going to leave my animal with this scary ass dude who's already threatened to kill him before. My dog was so scared of my abuser that anytime he raised his voice, she would go hide. And I have the same thing with my dog I have now, who lived with us before the divorce. So the dog I have now, she will pee when she's excited or scared still. And she's like 4 years old. And I know that is because of how scared she was when he was in this house. I mean, it is crazy how animals pick up on this stuff. But I do want you to know, if you're staying because you're worried about your animals, there are resources out there who will actually like babysit your animals for you until, you know, you can get on your feet somewhere and get your animal back. So there is that. Don't worry about that. I will try to find links for that in the show notes. Can't promise you I will, because I think I looked for it before and it was a lot of different. It wasn't like, you know, one centralized website. I think it was just like different. Like they might have one in Memphis, Tennessee. They might have one in Columbus, Ohio. They might have one in Miami, things like that. But it's worth looking into. Also under intimidation, displaying weapons. You know, we already talked about that before, but if, you know, I'll just give an example. I'm giving a lot of examples from my own life in here, but that's okay because you can learn from that. But one example is my abuser used to pull out a gun and wave it around when he was very, very angry, and especially when he was threatening to hurt himself. And that is terrifying. And you should just know if you have weapons in the house, then your chance of being seriously hurt, injured, or even murdered are significantly higher than if you don't have weapons in the house. So please be on alert for that. Acting like a bully, you know, and like beefing their chest up and towering over you, staring down at you, things like that. That's all like bully behavior. That's obvious intimidation tactics. But then there's those subtle ones that you don't quite get as intimidation off the bat. But because you have been abused for so long and you don't even know it, because you might not know that these things I'm talking about and things I will be talking about, like emotional abuse and stuff like that, is abuse. And it has trained you and it has manipulated your way of thinking. And it has put you in this trapped cycle of being intimidated and not even knowing it. And it goes back to that dread you feel, like that anxiety and dread in the pit of your stomach that, oh my gosh, you know, if I don't do this or if I do this wrong, then I'm going to get it. And that's how they control you. That's how they get you to do whatever they want. You know, they can say, I want you to make me dinner tonight, or you better make me dinner tonight, and not even be like violent about it or anything, but because they've been using these intimidation tactics for so long, as soon as they say that, you are already thinking, oh gosh, what if I make the wrong thing? What does he want? I don't feel like it, but I can't say no. Or can I say no? Should I speak up for myself? Should I leave? Should I just go ahead and do it because I know I'm going to have to pay the consequences if I don't? Again, all those feelings come from all the intimidation, hidden intimidation, subtle intimidation, or just plain in your face, like throwing and smashing things, intimidation. It's not always going to be as obvious as destroying your property or slamming the door or just making a verbal threat to you. Sometimes he can just be sitting there and just glare at you across the room. And even me saying that, I just got like a triggering feeling in the pit of my stomach, just thinking about how that used to feel. So all of those things are forms of intimidation that you might not recognize right off the bat, but it is a form of abuse. And if you're feeling that telltale sign of, you know, dread and anxiety, then that really needs to clue you in on, is my husband an asshole? Or is he abusive? And again, I'm going to say this probably so much during the series. Does it matter? Does it matter? Do you want to be with an asshole? Do you want to be with an abuser? I would guess no, you don't want to be with either one. So I hope you make an informed, good decision on your plans, whatever that may be. But just know if you feel a constant tension in your house, it's because that intimidation has been building for a long time right under your nose, whether it was obvious or not. So tune in a little bit with your senses on what's going on if you're still a little bit confused on if you were in an abusive relationship, and just kind of see if some of your partner's actions could mimic these behaviors that we're talking about. Because the first step in getting out is recognizing that there's a problem. A lot of people don't know there's a problem. They've been in these unhealthy relationship cycles their whole life. You know, they saw it with their parents. They think it's normal. It's not normal. It's not normal to feel like there's a threat in your home and that you're always constantly under threat and you're dreading, you know, him walking through that door because you're afraid and scared and anxious all the time. You have to walk on eggshells. If you've ever said that phrase, I feel like I have to walk on eggshells, you are more than likely being abused. That is another one of those telltale signs that you can tell I'm being abused if I feel like I have to walk on eggshells around somebody. That's all I got for today. I know these are going to be a little bit shorter episodes than you're used to because we have a lot of them to go through. And I wanted to give enough space and time to dedicate to each one of these abuses. Some will be longer than others, but this one, I do apologize that it's a little bit short. Also, totally forgot. I meant to mention, if you do find that tension in your house, go back and listen to my episode on dark doo-doo energy and protect yourself from dark doo-doo energy. It works. I promise you it works. Oh my gosh. I know some of the stuff on this podcast is woo-woo, but it has worked so well in my life. Otherwise, I would not be spreading the word because I would be like, people are going to be thinking I am just crazy. And on one hand, I don't care if you think I'm crazy. But on the other hand, my whole mission in life is to help women get out of these situations any way I can. And if I can share some woo-woo juju that's worked for me, then I'm going to do it. Because at this point, I know if you're listening to this podcast and you do feel stuck and you are in a toxic relationship, you will take any amount of comfort, peace, help you can. So definitely tune into that dark doo-doo episode. I think it was like episode 2 or something. I can't remember. And use some of those practices. I truly believe they are helpful. Stay safe as always. If you do want to exit an abusive relationship, you need to get your ish together and you need to contact resources first to make sure you're safe. I would never recommend anyone putting themselves in harm's way. So please keep yourself safe. That is numero uno. And if you do plan on leaving, again, don't tell anybody about your plans. Never do that. That's a huge mistake. Keep it on the down low. Keep pushing forward. Get yourself prepared. And yeah, stay safe and stay a badass, ladies. Thank you so much for listening. If you love the show, please leave a rating, a review. And if you know anyone who also might love the show or who could benefit from this information, please be sure to share it and subscribe. The more we get this out to people, the more people we can help. And I truly believe there's so many women who need to hear these words because so many women are feeling stuck. Also, if you're looking for me, you can usually find me on the gram at author Kat Adams. And be sure to head over to my website, and that's Kat Adams, Adams with a double D's.com. Subscribe to my newsletter for the latest information. Also, when you subscribe, you're going to get a free novella. And just be forewarned, my raunchy rom-com is as dirty as my mouth. So if that's your thing, go for it. It's super hilarious. But thank you again for tuning in. Until next time, please stay safe, and I'll see you on the other side.